Morning, Lloyd. Y'all find yourself seated this morning? All right. Let's do a little bit of that. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, blessings, and for help us, Lord, to be mindful of you. You are the Lord of lords and King of kings. You are providing for us all things that we make choices in life. Keep us faithful, Lord. Help us to remember these verses that we have assigned to our voice. Just pray also today for the word. Have lodging in our hearts. Hear your word. It is with our hearts. Be with us this day. Keep us. Okay, I guess we're reading about two. So which chapter is it?
Telling these men that I'm having
have a lot of nights that I'm not sleeping. I'm turning to and fro. He's waiting for dawn. He's waiting for the morning to come. And he's, when the morning comes, then he's waiting for the evening. So it sounds like he's having a lot of pain. He's having days are long for him. Usually if you enjoy a day or you like it, it's pretty short, isn't it? Usually if everything goes good, the day is pretty short. But things were, he was having a lot of pain, he was having a lot of trouble in his life at this point. Verse 8, the eye of him that has seen me shall not see, shall see me no more. Thine eyes are upon me, and I am not. As the cloud is consumed and vanished away, so he that goeth down to the grave shall come up no more. He shall return no more to his house, neither shall his place know him any more. Therefore, I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. And he asks a question to his friends here. Am I a thief or a whale that thus saith to the watcher of me? When I say, my bed shall comfort me, my couch shall ease my complaint. Then thou scarest me with dreams and terrifies me through visions, so that my soul chooses strangling and death rather than life. How often I would not live, always let me alone, for my days are vanity. What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, and that thou shouldest set thine heart on him, and that thou shouldest visit him every morning and try him every moment? How long wilt thou not depart from me, nor let me alone till I swallow down my spittle? I have sinned. What shall I do unto thee? O thou perverser of men, why have thou set me as a mark against thee, so that I am a burden to myself? Why doest thou not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now shall I sleep in the dust, and thou shalt seek me in the morning, but I shall not be. I think he was talking about his body. You know, when a man dies, life is just like a weaver shuttle. It goes very fast. It goes very fast and soon gone. That's like it is. It's like life is, and then he goes to the grave. He won't come back to his house in the morning. His body turns to dust. But there's something. He talks about his soul here. Just about. It sounds like he was struggling just about giving up life or giving up taking care of his own soul. But he kept on. He kept his integrity. He kept on going because he was trying to tell his friends that life is a struggle, especially with them on top of him yet telling him all these things. Month of this already, so I don't know how long he was suffering, but it sounds like it's been few months and was suffering and having a hard time with life. But in all this, God is cleansing him and making him more righteous. And also afterwards, the others repented too, humbled themselves. God was at work in all this. We probably wouldn't have understood the picture either if it would have been us. In times of life, we face things, and God is trying us, or God is reproving us of something maybe, or we have things in life we don't understand at the moment, but God has a purpose. That's what was happening here with Job. Okay, we have a song. Do you remember that? Do you remember that song? Okay, let's stand up and we'll see if we can remember that. Just sing it, and we'll sing it. Get somebody to get our leaders to start, and then we'll some leaders to start the song after you. Okay, stand to your feet. Now, can we all say it together? The song, that memory of Do Walk.
Do walk the path of faithfulness, keep the stewards sharp, make treachery and weariness, though trials small and hard.
Trials small and great. How large, small and large, okay. Second verse.
Though some may seem to storm the front, the victor's reason to wear. Bow our lips to bear the brunt. Of life goes bow and fair.
Crowd
quickly come and quickly lost. The man is God approved, still bearing the brunt or whatever the cost.
What? No praise.
Go praise our sinners.
Verse 4, Lord.
For when you come, may we be found fulfilling your request, so we may hear that joyful sound enter into my rest.
Okay, there's a few of you that are doing it pretty good. Let's just study that for next week so you can quote it a little bit. And then we'll sing it next week when you know it a little better. As far as quoting it, try to study it next week so we can quote it a little better. Okay. Yeah.
Amen.
us through the day. Now we have some verses that we looked up about faithfulness. I guess I'm going to have a verse first. My testimony or the challenge of life to me, I'm the only one. The church here, the challenge for me to stay faithful and be true to the Lord. One of the verses for me is that I like here is just to look at it as it stands out in my face and challenges me. A lot of times it's Luke 16, 11, and 12. If therefore you have not been faithful in an unrighteous manner, who will commit to you to your trust true riches? Verse 12 says, if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, he shall give you that which is your own. But God gave us something that's our own. That's a challenge to me. This is just my faithful way I should be as a servant of the Lord. And everybody looks up to me as being faithful. Don't forget, I'm a man too. But don't look to me as though I'm something special or something because I'm a man. And he's to stay faithful. He's like, who are you? That's my testimony this morning. So, okay, boys, now we have a verse about faithfulness. Let's just start over here and go around. If you have a verse,
I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the law of the Lord. and he also was that received two talents, came and said, Lord, thou deliverest me under two talents to go away, but two more talents besides that. And the Lord said unto him, well done, thou good faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make the ruler of many things, enter into the joy of the Lord.
Do you have one?
By his actions, really. 2 Timothy 10:5. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Amen.